The Bellevue Police Department is losing one of its most prolific sketch artists. You might not recognize Detective Greg Bean's name, but if you follow the news, you've likely seen one of his uncannily accurate drawings of suspects. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Having a full-time sketch artist is a luxury for many police departments. And in his department, Detective Greg Bean has been around long enough to remember the old days. Back then, witnesses would look at books filled with individual features. Nose, ears, eyes.
Pick out the eyes and pick out this, and then you start to build them on this, like this, right?
Oh my gosh.
Officers would line up transparencies of features on a little clipboard to create the image of a suspect. It's not ideal.
Some of them are just so bad.
To get the best results, investigators use forensic artists, like Bean, to draw the images of suspects. One of Bean's most well-known drawings is of Danford Grant. Grant is the former attorney from Seattle who was convicted of raping five massage therapists. Despite the nature of his work, Bean is an affable guy. He's chatty and personable. He likes to tell stories. That personality goes a long way towards making the witnesses he works with feel comfortable.
I explain to them that it's a lot more fun than they think it's going to be because they're always nervous. Everyone's going to be nervous.
The key to making a good sketch is the interview. Bean uses specific interviewing techniques to help witnesses use all of their senses to recreate the moments in which they saw the suspect.
What they're actually doing is they're not remembering as much as they're recognizing. And it's the most human of reactions. You see somebody and you go, that guy looks like my best friend from high school, or that guy has hair like my uncle, or, you know, that girl walks like my high school girlfriend. We see things that we recognize in other people.
Bean is exceptionally skilled at interpreting that information. He says simple questions like, what color was the car's interior, can trigger descriptive details from a witness they never knew were in there. But interviewing is only half the job. To be an artist, you have to know how to draw. And Bean's path to prolific sketcher was a reluctant one. In 1999, the Bellevue Police Department decided they wanted a sketcher. Bean's lieutenant presented him with an offer he couldn't refuse.
And he has this flyer in his hand. It says on the flyer, no experience necessary. And he throws it on my desk and literally says to me, you're going to art school. I said, you are nuts.
Bean didn't draw at all. Just the thought of it brought back painful memories of middle school art class.
I was such an abject failure, and it was such a horrible experience for me. I swear I would never go back.
But during that short drawing and interviewing class, something clicked.
I walked away being able to draw an actual decent-looking human face, and I was bowled over, absolutely amazed, stunned, because never in a million years would I have thought that I could do that.
Bean promised himself from that point forward he would make a drawing every week, even if he didn't get a case. In lieu of a suspect, he drew colleagues, his friends.
Waiting for my kids at soccer practice, I'd be drawing, right? I had to stand in line for an hour to get a passport. I stood up and I drew the whole time.
Good forensic artists are in short supply. Since those early days, Bean has sketched suspects for more than a dozen other departments. He's done drawings to show age progression in missing children. He's reconstructed faces from recovered remains. In the past few years, he started working digitally, which makes making changes a lot easier.
And he says, you know, it's very good, it looks like her, but he says her eyes are just fractionally closer together. Well, now, if I had drawn that in pencil, I'd be like, pull out the big fatty eraser, erase the whole thing, right? Well, with the program, cut, cut, paste, paste, slide, slide, and, you know, 90 seconds later, he goes, ah, it's perfect.
Bean's hard work has evolved into a passion that has now eclipsed his love for police work. After 31 years, he's retiring from the force. A month from now, Bean will be honing his fine art skills at Brigham Young University in Utah.
I've been accepted there into the illustration program, and so I'm going back and I'm going to get an illustration degree and do it full time.
You can turn a detective into a sketch artist, but you really can't take the detective out of the artist. So Bean won't give up police work entirely. He says he'll continue to do sketches for departments after he retires. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.